Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
What's going on? We're here in utility and recording. Had a hot tart out there for a second.
We're hot FM. We have hot everything.
It's the Gray and Green Show. Welcome to episode 8.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I don't know how we managed to make it 2 months.
I don't either. It does not feel like it's been 2 months.
Did anybody think it'd last this long?
No.
I still don't think management's listened.
I know. I think perhaps Gravy's listened once or twice.
That's our boss, by the way.
Because he called me out on dogging him.
On dogging him?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was all
maybe
loosened.
We should be nice
you
about
were dogging
him.
Me. And I was like, I was kidding. Totes kidding.
Totes kidding. But yeah, what's up with you? You having a good week?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of slow.
Anything new?
No. Nothing good.
No?
No.
Well, I don't want to be like braggadocious.
Oh, I'm excited.
I booked a trip to New York City for New Year's Eve.
You're so braggadocious.
Yesterday.
I can't take
I'm
you.
Taking my parents to New York City for New Year's Eve. They've never been. This will be my fifth trip. Not for New Year's Eve, but in general.
In general.
Yeah.
I love New York City, and I've only been once.
I cannot wait. I just booked tickets for the NBC tour because I'm the biggest freaking loser in the world.
You're going to go and get swept up by some big radio station
there
and I'm going to lose you.
Well, I'm under contract for a little while.
What?
But I'm going to go to the Jimmy Fallon studio, the SNL studio.
Oh my gosh. That, SNL studio.
I know the SNL studio,
that's
right?
That's going to be so
did
cool.
Holy hell. Did you see Dave Chappelle on SNL last weekend?
I didn't.
Dude. Go home, watch it on demand. You're going to die.
Was it
funny? Brought back the Chappelle Show, the characters. It was awesome. Made fun of the election. I mean, he could not have been better. And he's like jacked now.
What?
He looks like the guy at the end of Beetlejuice where his head shrinks. You know what I'm talking about?
And his body's all big.
And his body's all big. That's what Dave Chappelle looks like.
I saw a guy talking about that segment and he said, if there's one celebrity that can step out of the spotlight for years and come right back where he left off, it's Dave Chappelle.
Oh my God.
He's so funny.
He kicks so much ass, yeah. Jackie. I can't even.
I want to
pull
it up.
So yeah, we're going to tour the SNL studio. I get to see the nightly news studio with Lester Holt. I'm like nerding out hard about getting to go to 30 Rock. I love the nightly news with Lester Holt. You know who else I love is David Muir.
I don't even know who that is.
What? You're an ex-news girl.
I'm an ex-news lady and I know nothing about news.
David Muir. The World News Tonight or something along those lines. He's very hot. I think he's gay. I'm not sure.
Is he hot?
He's very attractive.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Look him up. David
Google
Muir.
David Muir. So yeah, that's what I've got going on this week. And then next week's Thanksgiving, which is absolutely
always exciting. I love Thanksgiving.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you said you overeat.
I always
it's your day, dude.
It's like literally, it should be called Jackie Giving. Because you just give me
Jackie's
food.
Giving.
Jackie's Giving.
Well, she's having that this year.
I'm hosting.
Are you nervous?
Oh, yeah, we're screwed.
What do you mean you're screwed?
I don't cook. I eat. I don't cook. There's a difference.
No, you'll be
fine. Well, we'll talk about more closer to Thanksgiving. We'll have to touch base on that.
That's actually what we'll discuss next Wednesday is the Thanksgiving plans.
Well, here's the thing. I'll be thrown into chaos with this because Wednesday's Jim's band practices. So that's what I call girls' night out because Jim's home anyway, so and the baby's asleep. So after work, I go out with my friends and get a beer.
Does the baby sleep through band practice?
Oh, yeah. Well, they practice. Everything's electronic and they use headphones.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's got a monitor clipped to his belt, basically, and we can see her.
I always forget your husband's a rock star.
Oh, he's a rock star.
He is.
My God, he's going to be so excited you said that.
He is.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to listen to this episode all because I'll say, Rachel called you a rock star. But so then he's home, so I don't have to rush home from work.
Yeah.
So Wednesday is the day before Thanksgiving. He's going to be practicing, and I'm going to be like, it's the biggest bar night of the year. I'm only 31. I can do this.
Jackie, I haven't celebrated the biggest bar night of the year in a very long time.
Well, me neither, because I was in the news, and I had to wake up at 3 a.m. on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making a comeback.
Yeah. There were days where I was throwing up my Thanksgiving dinner. I'll never forget one year, went out on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. My grandma made this beautiful Thanksgiving dinner. I'm dying at the table. I'm getting the hangover sweats.
Oh, no.
My brother's laughing at me because he can tell I'm about
to
blow.
You're not feeling good.
I look at my grandma and she's just so disappointed, shaking her head.
So
I was so wasted the night before. I ran from the table and everybody listened to me puke while they ate Thanksgiving.
I'm not far behind you on that. I specifically remember because I was at Ferris in Big Rapids, which is like Nowheresville, and I'm from Kalamazoo. So I remember all my friends were like, we should go out on the biggest bar night of the year and get a Holiday Inn hotel and stay in Grand Rapids. So we did it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Thanksgiving was terrible that year. It was terrible.
Right. It was the 1 year Jackie couldn't overeat.
I couldn't overeat. I couldn't do anything.
Well, actually, drinking takes us to what we're talking about this week.
It really does.
Jackie had the idea this week to get a little serious and talk more about the regrets that we have in life. And I know everybody's like, regrets make you the person you are. The mistakes you made you stronger.
And a lot of times they do. And like, there's a lot of mistakes I make that I don't regret.
No,
because
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I guess I wouldn't be Jackie Green if I didn't have that.
No, for sure.
But there's a lot that I really, really, really could change. I feel like we should play If I Could Turn Back Time
oh my God.
Leading into this break.
Or do you know you're talking to Cher's biggest fan? I'm obsessed.
No, you're not.
Cher.
I am Cher's biggest fan. Just like Jesse James is my
oh my God. If I could turn back time.
If I could find a way.
Do you believe in love after love?
Oh my God, I'm so excited right now. I'm shaking. I want to see her live. We need to find a way.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, back to what we were discussing. Drinking and the regrets in our life.
But all my regrets don't have to do with drinking. A couple
lot of
them
mine
do, though.
Yeah? A couple do? Okay, what's your first one?
First one, it doesn't involve, well, I guess it kind of involves drinking. I regret not taking school more seriously.
Yeah, me too.
So I know I said last week or the week before that I don't regret being in school for a long time because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I don't regret being there a long time.
How long?
Long time.
Give me a number.
Well, I started in 04 and I didn't graduate to 2011.
That's not okay. What, 7 years?
Yeah, but I only have a bachelor's.
You were super duper duper senior.
I was super duper duper senior.
Okay.
So that's a lot of money. And I what I regret isn't that. It's that the classes I did take, I did not take seriously.
Well, girl, at that age, so many people say, gotta go to college. It's the right thing to do.
Right.
This is the next step. I wasn't ready either.
No, well, it wasn't that I wasn't
not
ready.
Many people that are.
Because I was running on a scholarship. I loved college. And I was mentally ready. I just didn't try. Like, I legitimately, I took math 3 times. And
oh,
the third
math.
Time, I finally got through. And I am poor at math. But looking back.
You're what math?
Poor at math.
Oh, bad poor.
At math. I'm also poor.
Yeah.
But, like, looking back, I probably could have passed that sooner. Like, I just didn't try anything. I'd have a 10-page paper due and be like, when's it due? Tuesday? It's Monday at 7. I guess I'll get started.
Okay.
And that every single time.
You ready to judge me?
Yeah.
I used to pay my husband in college to do my papers.
Oh, I didn't pay anybody,
Aaron,
but he did them.
I would give Aaron $20 to write papers for my classes, and he would get more depending on the grade.
I'll give you more if you give me an A.
This was back when we were like just friends. I never wanted to write papers.
That actually takes me to a question about you.
What?
Wait, so you met Aaron at Central?
I met Aaron at Central Michigan University. So, we went to the same high school, but we didn't know each other.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Oh,
he was
God.
Like the quiet, nerdy guy.
So, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Right.
But, like, I've met him a few times.
Totally.
Crazy that. But, so when you left and you up and left, I remember, were you still with Aaron?
No, we weren't even together at the time.
Oh, but you just knew him.
If you didn't know, there's a previous episode where we discussed the fact that I peaced out on college. And it's a very long story that we won't be getting into. But I
had to
got
listen.
Up and I peaced out on college and I was gone for 7 months and I lived in Indianapolis. But when I came back, that's when Aaron was like, oh, my God, I want to be with you.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's how that happened.
But yeah, moral of the story is I regret getting C's in every class.
Oh, really? I was, like, psyched when I got a C.
See, I think it's because all my friends were super, like, they tried hard, don't get me wrong, but they were, like, A's. It didn't matter. They all were just studious. I wasn't. And I felt like they went out with me the same amount, but they still managed to know, okay, I got to wake up Sunday. I got to study.
Oh, see, I was terrible.
I was terrible. And I luckily passed. I mean, you have to have above a 2.0 to be able to even be on an NCAA sports team. So I got through that. I mean, I was still passing, but my grades
graduated,
were dirt.
I graduated high school with a 2.8.
Yeah, my grades were dirt.
But that, I don't know. I don't think you're alone there. I think there's a lot of people that wish they would have tried hard.
Yeah.
I just didn't care. From high school through college, all I cared about was where the next party was.
Really?
I just wanted to have fun and laugh and hang out with my friends. I've had the same circle of friends since I was like 16. Like same best friend since I was a little girl, but same circle. We still hang out. I'm not kidding. We have all stayed close for all these years and all I cared about was, who are we going to go party with? Let's get drunk.
Gosh.
Like, that's all I cared about. And honestly, I would do the most minimal amount of school to get by. I got into college. I graduated with a 2.8. I could have done better than a 2.8. I'm not an
idiot. You're a very smart girl.
But all I cared about was, oh, my God. Like, I need to do my hair. And what clothes am I going to
wear
tomorrow?
And that was in high school?
Oh, my God. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And your parents didn't care?
I was hot rolling my hair every day. My mom would take me shopping. I was best dressed of 04.
So was I. I was the best dressed in class of 04. It's in my yearbook.
It's starting to get weird, Jack.
Dude, we have so many similarities we've discovered from this podcast.
I unfortunately tied with somebody, though.
We had one boy and one girl.
Oh, okay. Well, we had one boy, and then I tied.
Two girls.
With this girl named Autumn. She and I.
Was she well-dressed?
I mean, she was all right.
I dressed, like, straight out of the 90s, if you ask me.
You did?
Oh, I would wear the same plaid miniskirt with, it had a pearl chain.
Those were cool.
Knee-high boots and this pink shirt.
Knee-high boots.
Weekly. Like, that was my look.
Oh, girl. I had to rotate every 3 weeks.
Oh, no. This one outfit I wore weekly.
But that's the thing. That's the stuff I cared about. I didn't care about getting good grades. I cared about passing so that I didn't get grounded. Because if I got a C, I did get in trouble.
So is this also your regret? Are you like me, team?
Yeah.
Better in school?
Big time. Better in school. Wish I cared about more. Right. Wish I cared more about my family when I was that age.
Me too. Because
once
definitely
again,
do.
I got to college and all I wanted to do was party.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't care about going to see my extended family at the lake. In fact, if my parents said, we're going to go to the cottage this weekend, because our cottage is like three cottages, so my whole family.
It's not just mom and dad. It's
right. It's from my great-grandparents. We've had them for 60 years. So when you go there, you don't know if you're aunts and uncles are going to be there. Your cousins.
It could be a party.
It's like the greatest thing ever.
That's awesome.
But when I was in college and in high school, I didn't care. I was like, peace out, mom. I'm having a party. Bye. Like, I can do whatever.
See you later.
See you later. That's kind of how it was. And
but I think a lot of people go through that.
I think so, too. But if you're
you
a teen
extreme?
And you're listening to this, think twice before you blow off the ones you love.
I know. And it sounds so old and folky.
It does.
And corny.
It does.
But it's true.
But I wish I was nicer to my mother. I was
And now
terrible.
I have a baby. Oh. I was a wicked witch of the West.
Oh, I was a raging bitch.
I was too. I was a raging bitch. And my mom was so cool. My mom was so nice.
Yeah, mine too.
She made sure I had everything I needed.
My mom was the cool mom.
I know. Amazing.
Let everybody over anytime.
Oh, and that bothered me. When people said my mom was cool, I'd say, are you high?
Right.
What did you take before you came to my house? I was that cool.
If they didn't say my mom was cool, they said my mom was hot, which was weird for everyone.
Ooh, I wouldn't like that.
I know. It's strange.
That is strange.
Now I'm old, though.
Now I'm old.
She's in her 50s.
Now I'm nice and old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I see my daughter and I think in my head, don't ever grow up to hate me.
She will.
I hope not.
They all do.
Maybe I'll get lucky. I have a couple kids I coach who love their moms. They're super close with them in their high school.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you coaching?
I had to coach track and cross country.
For who?
Northview.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
I was the Allendale coach for like 5 years.
What? How old are these kids?
High school.
You're coaching high school kids?
I didn't coach this past season, but yeah, up until this past season, I coached.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Jackie, that's really cool. What wisdom do you spit on these young youths of today?
It's all about running.
It's all about running. Use your legs.
Run. I say, did you run this weekend? And I give them a look, and they always lie. And I'm like, I know you're lying. I know you didn't run this weekend.
Oh, so you make them run on the weekends? They get like running assignments?
Of course.
Well, I don't know. I played soccer.
We run 7 days a week.
Whoa. Do you run 7 days a week?
Well, do you think?
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
A boot on my foot.
She's got a busted foot.
I got busted foot. I'm wearing one of these, goes up to your knee. It's like a big walking boot. And it's supposed to help protect my heel because I had a college injury kind of flare up. Now it's really bad.
You're like the ultimate coach.
I have a whistle.
Coaching high school. Yeah, kids, you're walking in with a boot. I had an old college injury coming back to
haunt me. College flare up.
Oh, my God.
What's funny is you brought up regretting not hanging out with your family more. I was like, just like you, but almost also opposite. I never want to hang out with my family. I never want to do family things, but you... College, cross country, if my mom and dad called me and said we were not going to make it to a
meet, you were devastated.
I would be like, Dad, no, you're coming. No, Dad.
It's very important, Dad.
You have to make it to this meet. I'm not going to run good if you're not there.
Yeah.
How are you going to feel if I don't run good, Dad, and you're not there? Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My dad missed, of the 5 years I ran because I registered a year, he missed one meet, and it was because he had a hip replacement.
Oh, my God. That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
They never missed. They drove to North Carolina to watch me. At NC State,
they drove to
Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania for cross country nationals.
Parents.
Yeah, they came to every meet.
Aww.
And so I feel like I got to spend a lot of time with my family during college because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I wasn't big into extracurriculars.
That wasn't, well, I liked drinking.
Yeah.
I was a connoisseur of that.
Yeah. You weren't bonging Boone's Farm, though, like I was.
No, I really, I liked drinking, but not, it doesn't sound like I liked it like you did.
Yeah, it wasn't okay.
Bonging Boone's Farm?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
We used to get Blue Boone's Farm because it was so cheap, and we had this bong that we made
in college.
But there's
no alcohol in it.
Boone's Farm?
There's barely any alcohol.
Oh, whatever. I bonged it.
It's like a juice box.
I made a bong called the Eliminator that had a hose on it and a turn on and a turn off valve, but it fit 4.5 beers.
Oh my God.
There are pictures of me somewhere doing that bong in my dorm. I was real classy, girls. And the reason I share these stories is don't do what I did. You know what? I wasn't putting out all over town, though. I just like to have fun. That's all I cared about.
I just wanted to have fun.
That's all I did. I just wanted to laugh and have a good time.
I feel like you're going to say no to this, just by from what I know about you. I'm wondering if my next regret is one you have, because I know a lot of girls who have it.
What?
I regret having a 2.5-year relationship in high school with this kid who was like a loser.
Oh my God. Me too.
Okay. I wonder.
I think most women feel that way.
And it's like you see these kids that are in that relationship now and you think, you will regret it. I know you don't think you will. And I can tell you till I'm blue in the face and you'll never agree. But
I just
you will
like,
regret it.
Grab them by the arm and say, make good choices.
Right.
Guard your cardinal treasure.
Like I was with the same guy. We never slept together. But, I mean, we fooled around in high school, you know, whatever. And it was sophomore, junior, and part of freshman year of high school. And thank God I was single my senior year because I met more friends. And but this kid was controlling. He was mean.
Oh, yeah.
He would tell me what to wear and what not to wear.
My God. Did we date the same boy?
Yeah. This kid didn't even go to my school. And if he saw a picture of me from school with, like, makeup on, he'd be like, who are you trying to impress?
Yep.
And make me feel, we were in high school. Who are you, kid?
Yeah. It like, must be a thing because the guy I dated in high school was the same way. Didn't like when I wore makeup.
Yeah.
And I
didn't do it because of him.
He once blocked me in at a party and wouldn't let me leave.
I mean, God.
He would flip out if he found out I like had a beer with somebody. One time he tried to get me grounded so that I couldn't go out. So he called my mom and said he found cigarettes in my car.
Oh,
and I was like, come
God.
On. Dude. He was a nut
He's
shop.
That sounds exactly like my ex. Exactly like
He would steal things. He was like a klepto. We went to a golf store one time and we leave and get in the car and he walks up to the door and he pulled out a full-blown golf club out of the leg of his pants. I'm not kidding.
How
he would steal. I'd
there?
Have no idea. I'd have no idea he was stealing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My father hated him.
My parents hated this kid
oh
too.
Oh my God. This was the reason my dad
How
and I didn't
with
talk
him?
My teen years. 14 to 16?
Yeah.
16
about,
and a half?
I was about that, 15 to about 17.
I loved him, and I did not care who knew it.
Yeah.
I'd make out with him everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Now, were his parents cool or no?
Yeah, they were relatively cool, too.
Because I hate dog on him, because I don't know these people now, and I was a kid. I think his mom was part of the problem, because she was nuts. She would tell him things like, her skirt's short, she's a slut. Yes, she was very...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Overly religious.
Like that,
And then he'd call me and be like, my mom says this. And so I think he was almost torn too. Like, well, it doesn't sound right, but
well,
my mom's telling me this.
Is my mom, is what she's saying right? For
right,
sure.
Because it's his parent. He didn't know what to, his mom had been married 4 times. And I just saw on Facebook, she's remarried again.
Dang.
So like, maybe you should look in the mirror. And this kid's on his already divorce and he's our age.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm kind of like,
yikes.
Well, that's not. And he's a sweet kid. Honestly, like if he was listening, I'm not trying to dog on you, dude. Like, I think he grew up to be a good man. But, like, he was controlling and wrong for that age.
That's kind of how
so
I feel about my high school boyfriend, too. That's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I don't know him anymore.
I don't know if it's getting
I hope he's happy.
Yeah.
I hope that he's with somebody and everything is well in his life. That's all I can say. I think that at the time, I was so shadowed. I do believe I loved him.
Oh, I truly
believe that. But it wasn't right. And when people say you're too young for it.
You are.
100%.
100% true.
Yeah. It's not.
Oh my God.
It's not a lie.
If I could go back in time and dump him after about 8 months, I would do it.
No. Yeah.
I would do it. And I know it wouldn't make my life any worse. It would make my life way better.
Yeah. I remember we'd fight and I'd have to leave my house phone off the hook because he'd call so much. My parents would wake up.
I had to do that too.
Really?
I had my own phone line. It was like,
oh my God.
But my room was connected to my parents' wall. And my phone was kind of loud and like, rong, rong, was this annoying. It was an M&M phone, like M&M's. My dad gave it to me as a joke for Christmas. So they would talk like, answer your phone, girl. Like, it was stupid. But whatever. It was 2001.
Answer your phone, girl. You got a call, girl.
That's exactly what it would say.
Oh
the green M&M.
That's
and the red one would say,
funny.
Hey, I'm sick of this. Answer your phone.
That's so funny.
He would call all night over and over. And my mom and dad could hear it through the wall. And my dad would go, turn off the phone. Like, it'd make him so mad.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That kid.
I know. That was a big regret. I did not think of that one until you brought that up.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I cringe even thinking about the relationship, how I looked at the time, because I never did my makeup or anything because I was like, oh, Derek says not to.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, said his name. Sorry. Whoops, your name came out.
Yeah. All right. We'll keep going before we have a lawsuit against us. But I do want to know if you can relate to having the boyfriend when you were young and in love and it was crazy and that whole thing. Send us an email. It's grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. I want to hear about it. I want to know if we're alone, because I think there are a lot of women that fell in love like early in life and everything ended up being just nutty as hell.
Oh, yeah. Things took a turn.
Right. Okay, so I was thinking about my literally biggest regret, because all of these things that we discussed, like Jackie and I said, they're things that made us who we are today. Right. And, you know, it made me realize what I didn't want in a man.
I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
There's a bright side to everything. But one thing that will haunt me forever is that my great-grandmother, she died 3 years ago. She was 94 when she passed. She lived forever, right? This woman had, like, triple bypass at 78. Kicked it forever.
Right.
And she was born in 1918. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So I never took the time to, like, sit down with her and ask her about, one, my family. Like my past. I did like one of those Ancestry.com things, and I'm obsessed with the heritage stuff. I never asked her questions about like how her and my great grandpa got together. They were a big part of my life up until a few years ago.
Wow.
Most people don't have great grandparents.
No, yeah.
I did for a long time.
I don't even have grandparents.
None?
No, they all died before I was in seventh grade.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, these are the same ones that have the cottages for our family.
Okay.
They built that for us to have. And I never asked her questions about our family. I never sat down and asked her about the Great Depression.
Right.
She was born in 1918. So when the Depression happened, what was that, 1929? She was 11.
Dude, the fact that you can just like pull that up out of your brain. Like,
right.
When the Depression happened.
Or the fact that she was born before women were legally able to vote in 1920.
Oh, yeah.
What was life like? I never asked
these
questions.
How were you talked to and treated? That is fascinating.
I know. And my great grandpa treated her a certain way. She was expected to have dinner ready at a certain time.
Right.
She was expected to do this and this. And I'm not going to put that down because that is a generational thing.
That was how that's all that he knew.
He was raised that way and she was raised that way.
Right. Right.
I have no idea. But she used to always say to me, are you working? You better be working. It was a big deal for her for me to be independent. And I don't know if that was something that came about like as she got older.
Right.
She said that all the way up until she died. Like it was crazy. She'd ask me if I was working. You working?
Yes, Grandma, I'm working.
But honestly, I think I really, really regret not sitting down and like asking her questions. Like my grandpa was in World War II. What was it like in the 40s after you know, Pearl Harbor took place? And I wish I would have asked those questions. And now I have no way to get the answers.
Aww.
It really upsets me.
It's sad.
It literally upsets me.
I would never have thought that at the time either. That would never occur to me to ask these learn more.
But even like I was seeing her when I was she passed away when I was 27.
Right.
I had a chance.
You did.
I could have asked her. Now, trust me, by the end of it, she could not hear a damn thing.
Even at 27, I wouldn't have thought. I don't think it would have occurred to me until, like, you saying that makes me think, man, I should ask my relatives things.
And then when she passed away, my family knew I was doing this Ancestry.com thing.
Right.
She had a book that had all of our ancestors and heritage in it.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was, like, freaking out. Nobody knows who has it right now. It might be my Aunt Terry, but my grandma kept her hands clutched to this thing like nobody was taking it. It was hers. And to this day, I still haven't seen it. Really want to see that baby.
Yeah.
But I'm just interested in those things, I guess. I think the more I get older, the more I want to know about history and what took place and my family and what it was like for them.
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
You want to know where you came from?
Now I talk to my grandparents and they act like the world was so much greater in the 50s and 60s.
I know.
It drives me crazy.
I know.
It wasn't better.
No.
You had segregation.
Right.
You were part of the civil rights movement and you were on the wrong side.
Right.
You know?
You weren't right.
Yeah, they weren't. And that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like I can't get the answers now that I once could.
Right. Because they're biased and old. And
yeah. I don't think she would have been that way, but I could be wrong.
That was just her personality.
She could have really disappointed me.
She might have, but who knows? We'll never know now.
Yes. But if I had to choose the biggest, that would be it.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm sure saying that is making my mother very, very happy.
Oh, yeah.
She wants me to care.
She's like, I raised her.
I know.
I raised a good girl.
Speaking of my mom, the whole clan going to Chicago next weekend for Thanksgiving. Yeah, and that's what we want to talk about in the next
Chi-town
episode. What'd you say?
Chi-town Turkey Day.
It is, I know. So for episode 9 of the Gray and Green Show, we are going to talk about Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving traditions, and we're going to talk a little bit about something that happened with my family this year.
Yeah.
That actually is, I think, part of the reason we're going to Chicago for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about this.
Yes, it's an interesting story. We had a big scare earlier this year, and things are awesome. So this year, we're
things
blowing
are
off the
awesome
family.
Now.
They are awesome.
See ya,
now.
Fam.
Yeah, peace out, fam. We're going to Chicago.
You
I think
well,
my grandma's
the
mad.
The fam, though, aren't they the ones that are like riding the Trump train?
Oh, yeah.
So Trump you're kind of like,
hard.
Trump train took off and you're on it and I'm out in Chicago.
Seriously, I'm not that upset about not having dinner.
Just this year, when it's still so fresh.
The Trump train. I don't think I could do it. And keep a straight face.
Right.
I'll be honest. It'd be pretty tough for me.
I can't listen to it.
Yeah, I know. But you are hosting your first Thanksgiving.
I
am. Exciting.
You know, for next week, I need to pull up this video before we start. You need to watch it. Last year on the news, my story on Thanksgiving Day was, I'm going to help you make your turkey. And I had people write
sounds
in.
Sounds really dirty.
I had oh, it does sound dirty, but it wasn't.
Stuff
I had people
my
write
turkey,
in
Jackie.
Who wanted help hosting their first Thanksgiving. And I was going to come there in the morning at 6 a.m. on the news live. And I was going to make your turkey for you.
Did you come up with that segment?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Thanks. I thought it was pretty good.
I love it.
So I also did that on the Christmas Eve because it was so successful. That one was a bust. So
I would not want to go to somebody else's house on Christmas
no.
Eve.
So Thanksgiving morning, I'm at this guy's house. And I'm helping you make his turkey, and I'm a train wreck. Like, live on television, I'm like, well, first you gotta take the baster thing, and you gotta, like...
You have no idea what you're
no.
doing.
I'm, like, washing the turkey, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Wait, you told me that this year you're hosting your first ever Thanksgiving, so you're telling me the TV segment you did, you'd never even done your own Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. No, I made it very clear. We were reading instructions, me and the guy's wife, and she's like, I don't know.
So
like,
she,
we're pulling out innards, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Innards. That's another word for the balls.
I'm going to make Jim do that for the turkey.
I have a picture of my grandma, my mom's mom last year, holding the turkey balls up to her face.
No. No.
I know. She's
I don't like
funny.
The balls.
She's super funny. So we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, some personal stuff, all
gobble,
coming
gobble.
Up in episode 9. And hit us up, grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter, Gray and Green Show. Gray and Green Show on Facebook. And I want some feedback. So send us emails. I want some episodes.
I know, me too.
Stuff.
I want people. And we can have you on the show if you want to call. We can take calls.
We would love to have you on the show, too. So,
so if you email us, we could have you on the show.
So grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. Email us. We might put you on with us.
iTunes. Find us on iTunes and subscribe.
We are almost to 50 reviews.
We're at 51.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then next week we'll pick another winner for the iTunes reviews.
I still haven't given away the prize from last time.
I know, Melly123.
Melly123, if you're listening, please email me. I don't know who you are.
Right. You can email grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com if you're Melly123. Maybe we lost her after the first week. I don't know.
I don't know, Melly. But we want more, so let's get to 100. 100.
Can I legally say happy holidays?
Happy holidays.
I think it's like it's time. Like, I'm allowed to say it.
F yeah.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's next week. Hey, happy holidays.
Happy friggin' holidays.
We're out of here. See you next week.